Welcome to your five for the day. When I was a young boy, I used to attend a weekly church prayer meeting with my parents. On the wall in the prayer meeting room was a verse from the Bible. Casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. And that is exactly what was being done each week for the hour of that meeting. All the cares, worries and problems of life were being unburdened. So we'd better be sure to take those words to heart today. I was reminded of that verse many years later when I attended a business conference in the Barbican in London. The first speaker of the day, who I very soon discovered was a Christian, told us that he started every day in his office with a prayer to God. He said, "Each day I gather all my problems together like a great ball and I throw them up to God. And he's never dropped a catch yet." A novel way to cast all our cares into the safe hands of the great caring God. It has been well said that worry is a squatter and we must evict it. In certain situations, if a house lies empty long enough, anyone can move in and occupy it. Worry does that too. It roams around looking for an empty mind and then moves in. Has worry taken up residence in your mind today? Is it there when you wake up in the morning and go to bed at night? As a follower of Christ, you have the authority to serve worry an eviction notice, and it must leave. The only thing that enables it to stay is your ignorance of that truth. When your mind is occupied with God's word, worry sees a no vacancy sign and moves on. Think about the things you worried about last year, or even last week. How many came to pass? Statistically, 10% at most. And did all your worrying make them better or worse? And what about the physical and emotional toll that worry is taking on you? Dr. Charles Mayo, founder of the famous Mayo Clinic, said, "Worry negatively affects the circulation, the heart, the glands and the whole nervous system. It profoundly affects your health. I have never known a person who died from overwork, but many who died from worry." So when are you going to face up to the fact that you worry too much and do something about it? What can I do, you ask? The Bible says, "Give all your worries and cares to God, for he cares about you." By committing each day to the Lord, you are trusting him to go before you and work things out for the best. It's the only way to live. Worry doesn't work. It's like a rocking chair. It will give you something to do and keep you going, but it won't get you anywhere. Life is too big for any of us to handle alone. So when worry comes to prey on your mind, attack it with the promises of God. Go ahead, bring your fears to God and watch them shrivel and die. It's wonderful what happens when the Lord Jesus Christ displaces worry at the centre of your life. So give it a go today. Cast all your cares upon God, for he cares for you.